67. I'm your host, Gene Rayburn. Here's one of the latest from the Mike Psalm Singers. I Haven't Got You. Jealous of our famous crystal clear bottle because the bottle had all that golden beer shown through. So we created Champagne Gold for the can. Now when you shop, look for Miller High Life in Champagne Golden cans. Cold, bold, gold. And no longer jealous of the bottle. That's Miller High Life in Champagne Golden cans from the Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee. Monitors ring around the world, close-ups of people and events here and abroad. Today is Veterans Day, and for a report on the ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery in Washington, D.C., we'll hear from William Littower of NBC News, who is there describing the ceremony for you.
About 3,000 people gathered under a bright sun in crisp autumn weather for this morning's solemn 14th annual Veterans Day ceremonies. Deputy Secretary of Defense Paul Nitze is representing President Johnson. Among the ceremonies, the presentation of sacred torches used in similar ceremonies in foreign lands.
These six torches, now being presented by the representatives of the following countries: Belgium, France, Britain, Israel, Italy, and Mexico. This portion of this ceremony pays tribute to all veterans here and abroad. and emphasizes the desire for peace. Peace with honor, shared by the people of the world, and the dedication of free nations to that goal.
A 19-gun salute thundered over the rolling Virginia hills as Mr. Nitze led a procession through the main gates to place a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier. The United States Army Band played Four Ruffles and Flourishes and the national anthem. As Mr. Nitze moved forward with the presidential wreath, four muffled ruffles were sounded on the drums, and the bugler played taps. The ceremonies moved to the granite and white marble amphitheater, where Mr. Nitze made the principal address. He said America's living and dead have demonstrated their resolve and purpose. This resolve, he said, will not be diminished in the months ahead, despite dissension and diversion of views. Something, he said, totalitarian states see as weakness, but we know as strength. He declared there is no defeat, no deficit in devotion to duty and loyalty. This is William Littauer, NBC News, at Arlington National Cemetery.
Monitors ring around the world, close-ups of people and events here and abroad. Now this word about State Farm.
This is Al Capp. People under 25 have taken over the growing of 90% of all the hair in the United States, and they're taking over on our highways, too, so it's time for the rest of us to start a mass takeover of our own. If we haven't already, we'd better take our cars over to the nearest State Farm agent and get them protected by the biggest car insurance company on the road.
On Monitor, a song titled, I Almost Called Your Name. But there's no almost about this introduction. I'm calling the name of Margaret Whiting.
We were dancing, and he laughed, just like he used to. He touched my hand, and held me, just like he used to.
Time now, 16 minutes before the hour, and you're on the Monitor Beacon. Here's a message brought to you by the Biltmore Theater. The theater season swung into high gear Monday night when an original new American comedy called The 90-Day Mistress opened at the Biltmore Theater. The verdict? Hilarious, deliciously funny, a crowd pleaser. The new comedy stars, Diane Cannon, Martin Milner, Ruth Ford, and Walter Abel, and if the laughter and applause at the Biltmore Theater means anything, New York has a new comedy smash. See The 90-Day Mistress, now playing at the Biltmore Theater. You'll love it. on Earth. Mornings from 5 to 9. The big time, and that's not just big talk, is music, news, and conversation on The Big Wilson Show. Monday through Saturday mornings from 5 to 9 on WNBC. Join me, will you? We'll have more fun than a three-ring circus.
The Conversation Station, WNBC, New York.
Gene Rayburn once again, and it has come to our attention that many Japanese men are going in for plastic surgery to have their noses built up. And you know whose nose is the most popular model? A U.S. singing star who recently had a high successful tour in Japan, Andy Williams. Here on monitor, his voice is very popular too in his latest, Holly.
Golden sun is rising in the sky. Emerald birds glide through a rainbow every night. Ringing sweet, Holly.
One moment, the American Football League's leading scorer. Monitor Sports is brought to you by Lincoln Mercury, where the new 68 models are rolling again.
Lincoln Mercury's rolling again, and your Mercury dealer is back in action with the finest Mercurys ever built.
Mercury, Dolly, the fine car touch.
The fine car touch is something you can see and feel in the look, the ride, the luxury of every Mercury. And it's put there by the same people who make the Lincoln Continental.
Mercury's got the fine car touch.
And your Mercury dealer's got a selection of brand new 68 models you can choose from right now, with plenty more on the way. Park Lanes, Monterey's, Cougars, and an all-new low-price luxury line called Mercury Montego. 33 models, all built with the fine car touch. By the makers of Lincoln Continental. Your Mercury dealer is ready to talk business. And if you are smart enough to wait for a Mercury, now's the time to collect your reward. See your Mercury dealer today. You'll be glad you didn't settle for second best.
Emerson Boozer, the New York Jets' top running back and the leading scorer in the American Football League, is through for the season, sidelined with a leg injury. A report from Monitor Sports editor Len Dillon, who spoke to Boozer in the hospital.
Emerson Boozer, you were racked up last week out in Kansas City. Your team, the Jets, play Buffalo tomorrow at Shea Stadium, and you're not going to be there because of your injury. And how did the injury happen last Sunday?
Well, it was a pass from Joe Namath, a pass pattern that we run very well, and the ball was underthrown just a little bit, which means that I had to slow up, and there was a linebacker that was close on my tail, and I slowed up to make sure. outside, and the leg wasn't loose enough, the tape wasn't loose enough to give me support, and naturally the knee was knocked loose there.
Now, Maynard was racked up during that game, too. Was it a particularly rough game?
Yes, Lynn, it was rough, but I think we've had some games that were rougher. I can recall the Boston game. The defense that Boston put against us was extremely tough, and I don't think you can compare the Kansas City defense with that Boston defense.
Was this your toughest physical game with Kansas City?
Well, due to the injuries, I'd have to say yes. We had quite a few injuries. I think we had about 13 coming out of the ball game, but only one was severe, which was mine. Which means that I won't be able to participate in Sunday's ball game at Shea.
Em, the Jets are going to miss you. Their running game unquestionably is going to suffer, and that means more pressure on Namath. You had 13 touchdowns, 10 by running, and you were within striking distance of Gale Sayers' record of 22 and Jimmy Brown's record of 17 by rushing. Now, this undoubtedly, as I say, is going to affect the Jet ground game.
Uh-huh.
What do you think their chances are against Buffalo tomorrow, particularly coming off the tough physical game with Kansas City and the loss?
Well, I think the morale is going to be up. This is another must game, and the Jets know that in order to stay in contention, we must take this one from Buffalo. So I feel that if Matt Snell can bounce back from his knee operation, the Jets' chances are great.
How do you feel about the Jets' chances of winning the divisional crown?
Well, I think that we can survive through the next three ball games. I think our chances are about 90%
mm-hmm.
of gaining the Eastern Division title.
Incidentally, how long do you think you'll be in the hospital?
I imagine that I have to be in about 8 or 9 more days.
How does the leg feel?
They had to open the cast, open the window right above the knee to give a little room there because the leg had started to swell and it seemed as though it was bursting out.
Well, of course, I would assume you'll be watching the game on TV somehow or some way. They ought to be able to pipe that into your room, shouldn't they?
That should be some way, but I doubt that. But even at that, I have 2 portable radios around, and I'm sure I should be able to get it on one.
Well, Emerson Boozer, thank you ever so much for the interview. We certainly wish you a speedy recovery and a wonderful season next year.
Thank you very much, Len.
Len Dillon for Monitor Sports. Now, a word about Autolite.
Listening to the car that won the Indianapolis 500. A.J. Foyt's $50,000 Coyote Ford. A high-price racing car with a low-price ignition coil. It's an Autolite coil, almost a carbon copy of the one you buy, under $10. How come a low-price Autolite coil in a $50,000 racing car? Because there is no better coil, not at any price. Get Autolite ignition parts for your car, whatever kind you drive.
Never play.
The Valley of the Dolls, a new one from the Arbors on Monitor.
101, the new filter cigarette from Chesterfield. It's 1 millimeter longer than the hundreds.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer? Wait till you taste it. The 101, it's one better.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer.
Say, did you hear about the $350,000 misuse of stolen credit cards that was revealed yesterday? It points out the fact that care should be taken by anybody who has such cards. And later today on Monitor, there'll be a detailed discussion of some of the ways to safeguard against such mishaps. This is just one of the scores of worthwhile and entertaining items Monitor has planned for your listening pleasure. Others, comedy by Bob Newhart, conversations with band leader Rudy Herman, and movie director Richard Lester. News, sports, and much music. So stay all day with Monitor. With Lay Some Happiness on Me.
The voice you're hearing, Gene Rayburn's the latest news, NBC Monitor's coming up on the hour.
Keep tuned, the latest news now is on the air. Keep tuned for sports and views now from everywhere. Monitor.